It has been just about 2 years since I've been part of this church.
我来到这个教会已经两年了。
And it's been two of the best years of my life.
这是我一生中最美好的两年。
And I want to thank you just for making me feel at home here, even though occasionally some things get lost in translation.
谢谢大家让这里成为我的家，虽然这个翻译的过程中有些东西失去了。
I've also set a record.
我也创了一个记录。
I am the most used or most popular sermon illustration, at least over the last year and a half. Especially Kevin Lowe, I don't know where he is, but I remember one of his sermons, and a few of you that have preached, I'm sitting over there and they'll say, oh, and then Brother Mark, you know, used me for some sermon illustration.
我也有荣幸成为呢，在你们讲道当中常常以我为例，我成为一个非常出名的人。我记得罗丽元弟兄有一次讲道的时候就以我为例。
So today I get to pick on you.
所以今天我们要今天我要拿你们做例子。
But truly, I want to tell you, my life is just so much richer for being here, and I thank you for that.
我非常感谢大家来到这里，使我的生命更加的丰富。
Now today's message has been on my heart for at least 6 months, if not longer.
那今天我要所讲的信息，在我的心里面至少已经有六个月了。
And for that length of time, every time I saw Kevin Lowe, who schedules the preachers, I tended to avoid him.
在这个六个月的过程当中，每次我看到罗丽元弟兄在安排讲台信息的时候，我都试图避开他。
But I found God speaking to me from one of Paul's letters to Timothy, saying, "Stir up the gift that is in you." So I couldn't keep running away from Kevin.
但是因为神的话就是在保罗给提摩太的书信当中讲到说，你要激发你里面恩赐的时候，使我无法避免罗丽元弟兄。
And then we had a little storm.
然后就有这个飓风。然后我们当中就发生了一些事情。
And I wasn't sure if I was preaching or not because the power was out, the phones were out, etc.
那我也不确定是不是我有机会讲到，因为呢电我们没电了，然后出了很多问题。
So this week, Kevin called me from the Lincoln Park Community Center because that's where he was, the only place in town that had power.
那今天呢？这个礼拜罗丽元弟兄给我打电话，他当时呢是在Lincoln Park, 就是他住的地方的那个社区中心，因为呢那个是他们唯一有电的地方，他是从那里给我打的电话。
So here I am today, with what I describe as a very heavy message.
那今天我要讲的是一篇很沉重的信息。
And it's heavy because I'm going to ask youfor a decision at the end.
因为呢，在最后的时候，我要请求大家做决定。
When I was growing up in a Presbyterian church similar to this one,
我所成长的教会是长老教会，跟今天的在这里的聚集很相像。
The preacher, we had ministers in black robes, and they always used to give their sermon, and they would stand at the front door of the church afterward.
那当时呢，那个传道人他们是穿着黑色的长袍，那么他们讲完道之后都要站在门口。
And people would go by and say, "Nice sermon, preacher."
那当大家从那里经过的时候，都会赞叹说，今天的信息很好。
And I tend to think that some of these preachers would just do this so that they could feel good. You know, they preach a nice sermon, so at the door people would say nice things.
我觉得有一些传道人就是因着这个缘故，所以呢，他们就站在门口，所以他可以听到人们对他的赞扬。
But as I grew in the Lord, I grew to think about that and realize nice sermons are not really nice.
那么当我在主里面开始成长的时候，我就想到一件事情，就是说所谓好的信息并不一定是好的。
Today's sermon is not a nice sermon.
今天我要讲的道并不一定讨人喜悦。
See, nice sermons, you don't have to think. You don't have to do anything. You do not have to respond to what the Lord might be saying to you.
讨人喜悦的道不一定叫人要思考，不一定要叫人挣扎，不一定需要人思想神要你做什么。
If you go out of here today after I'm done and you feel good about yourself,
如果今天离开这里，听完我的道之后，你觉得自己还不错的话
，then I have failed.
那么我就失败。
So I'd like to ask you as we start.Just to everybody to bow their heads, close your eyes, nobody looking around.
那我对大家有个请求，现在大家闭上眼睛，不要看别人。
One of the things I love about this church is that this is a church that prays, and I would ask you just to ask God to open your heart to Him right now.
我喜欢这个教会的一个原因就是这个教会的祷告。那我现在请大家将心向神打开。
Ask him to show you what he wants you to do, what commitment he wants you to make.
请求他向你显现，他要你做什么，他需要你做怎样的决定。
Whether you know God or not.
你认识神还是不认识他。
Whether you are a new Christian or one who's been saved many years.
无论你是一个新的基督徒，还是你已经得救了许多年。
There is a step that you can take.
你都要迈出一步。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we have a title today. I've got a simple title and a little snappier title.
今天的信息有一个题目，这个题目不一定是很好，但是可能是比较叫你们不大舒服的一个题目。
The simple title is Taking the Next Step.
那一个简单的题目呢，就是迈出下一步。
So if you're taking notes, that's the short one to write down.
如果你要记笔记的话呢，就可以把这个简单的题目写下来。
Now the less simple one, the snappy one, is dead people don't choose, live people don't lose, or do they?
那么另外一个题目啊，不太客气的题目就是死人不能选择。活人不会丧失，真的吗？
So we're going to look at three things.
我们要看三件事。
Dead people.
死的人。
You'll love the next one.
下一个你们会喜欢。
Zombie Christians.
幽灵基督徒。
And live people.
还有活的人。
Dead people, zombie Christians, live people. Those are the three points.
这三点就是死人、幽灵基督徒和活人。
And the text, the scripture today is from Romans chapter 11, beginning at verse 33, and going through chapter 12, verse 2.
今天要读的经文是罗马书第11章，从33节开始到第12章的2节。
There will be many other passages along the way, but this is the one thatI would encourage you to focus on and one you might wish to meditate on as today or later in the week.
我们还会用到许多其他的经节，但是这几节呢是今天我们的重点，我希望大家能够在今天并且在这一个礼拜当中能够思想。
And I'm reading it in the English from the New American Standard, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom...And knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways.
深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who became his counselor? Or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again?
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
And note this is a quote from the Old Testament, from Isaiah. And it's similar to a passage in Job 38, which God says to Job, Where were you when I laid the foundation of the world?
这节经文呢，是从旧约所引用的，是从以赛亚书，并且也跟约伯记第38章相似，那里神对约伯说，我到你的时候你在哪里呢？
Verse 36, For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
第三十六节，因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
Now notice how chapter 11 ends. Amen.
请注意第十一章是如何的结束，乃是用阿门来结束。
And chapter 12 begins, therefore.
而第十二章则是以所以开始。
This is one of the great transitions in the book of Romans.
这是罗马书中一个伟大的转折。
Because of the depth of God's riches, because He knows everything, because He made everything and He is so far above us, and we cannot give Him advice.
因为神他创造了万有，他在万有之上，他是极其的啊，他是那样的，他的智慧和知识是那样的深透，所以没有人能够成为他的模式。
Paul says that we have to do something.
所以保罗说我们要做一件事。
The first 11 chapters of the book, if you had time to read all of those, you get now to chapter 12, and he says, therefore.
从罗马书开始前面的11章结束了之后，到第12章保罗说，所以。
I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And do not be conformed to this world. And note the word world. It is in the Greek the word age.
不要效法这个世界。世界这个词在希腊文乃是讲到世代。
In other words, do not be conformed to the times in which you live.
就是说不要效法你所生活的这个时代。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now, it is impossible for dead people to make this kind of commitment.
死人是不可能做这样的决定。
You see, dead people don't choose.
死人不能选择。
And I call this choice the choice you did not make on your own.
这样一个选择，用我的话来说，是你不能做的选择。
We have a popular but misguided idea.
我们有一种很流行，但是呢，却是错误的思想。
We have the idea that people,
这种思想就是
that people accept Christ.
就是说人能够接受耶稣基督。
It is language that is commonly used. There's only one problem with it.
这是一种流行的语言，但是呢，却有一个问题。
They don't.
人不能接受。
It's an unbiblical concept.
这不符合圣经。
You can search through the scriptures until You are really old, and you will never find anything that says Jesus came so that people would accept him.
你读遍整个圣经，用你的一生读遍整个圣经，你也找不到这样的话说耶稣来，所以人可以接受他。
And you say, well, wait a minute. I became a Christian. I accepted Jesus.
他说，你可以说不，我接受了耶稣基督，所以我成为一个基督徒。
But what does that really mean?
但是其实真正的意思是什么呢？
You see, the reason I'm making this point is that all of us at one time were unsaved, lost, not Christians, unbelievers, dead.
No, 我要说明这一点，就是我们每一个人曾经都有一段时间是没有得救的，是失丧的，我们不是基督徒，我们是不信的，我们是死的。
Dead people don't choose.
而死人则不能做选择。
Dead people don't talk.
死人也不能说话。
Dead people don't do anything.
死人做不了任何事。
Now, if you don't believe me,
如果你不相信我，
visit a cemetery.
去到墓地去一下。
And talk to a grave. You know, you have some big problem in life. So you decide, I will go to the cemetery and ask somebody who is already in the grave.
比方说，你的生活当中遇到了大的麻烦，你对自己说，我要去墓地，我要对死人，我要跟死人谈话。
You will be there a long time waiting for an answer.
你可以在那里很久很久等候答案。
And I assure you that the only time the grave talks back is in the movies.
我可以跟大家说，死人能够跟人说话，唯一可能的情形是在电影里。
Spooky Halloween movies.
是在那些啊电影里面讲到 Halloween 的时候。
We'll get to the zombies momentarily.
等一下我们就会讲到幽灵的事。
But you see, dead means dead means dead.
死就是死就是死。
We don't even like the word. We say, she passed away.
我们不喜欢死这个词，我们说她过去了。
Do you ever notice that? The places where you work, where there aren't too many Christians around, when death comes up, they tiptoe around it. And they say things like, we are sorry for your loss.
你有没有注意，当有很多基督徒的地方，有人死的时候，我们尽量避免他，我们对他说，啊，真的是很不幸你啊失去了。
I told you this was heavy stuff.
我讲过这是一个很沉重的题目。
But we as Christians have to face this, and so does everybody alive. It's like what happens when we die.
但是呢，作为基督徒，我们必须面对这件事，就像所有其他的人一样。
But we were dead, and if you would care to turn over to Ephesians chapter 2, I can
show
you some verses.
我们是死的，我们可以来看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, and let me note, we'll start with verse 1. You were dead in your trespasses and sins.
以弗所书二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And Paul mentions that elsewhere. Look at verse 5. Even when we were dead in our transgressions.
保罗在第五章还说，当我们死在过犯中的时候。
But notice verse 4.
但是请注意第四节。
But God.
然而神。
God made us alive.
神让我们活过了。
God makes it possible for us dead people to choose.
神让我们这些死人有可能来选择。
He makes us alive before we know who he even is.
当我们还不知道他是谁的时候，他就叫我们活过来。
You see, God took the most famous dead man in history.
神使世界上最最著名的死人。
And made him alive.
让他活过来。
And that was Jesus.
就是主耶稣。
And on the basis of God making Jesus alive, he makes us alive.
因着耶稣基督从死中复活，他让我们也活过来。
You see, we didn't make this choice because dead man can't choose.
这不是我们做的决定，因为死人不能做选择。
The great teaching of Scripture is that God chose us. Look at chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse 4.
圣经中教导我们说，我们来看以弗所书一章四节。
He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we would be holy and blameless before him.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Now I could spend the whole rest of the morning on this topic. We call it the doctrine of election.
我可以今天一上午都讲这个题目，这个题目呢其实就是节选。
And let me just mention a few other scriptures. You don't have to turn to them, but if you're taking notes, you might want to write down these few.
First, 我还有几节经文，那么大家不需要翻到那里，但是你可以做笔记。
And I'll give you just a phrase or so from each one.
我就是提到几节。
First Thessalonians 2:13.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十三节。
God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation.
神在起初就节选拯救我们。
Acts 13:48.
使徒行传三章四十八节。
As many as had been appointed to eternal life believed.
凡被节选的都信了。
See, God appointed people to eternal life first, then they believed.
凡预定得永生的都信了，就是神首先节选了他们。
Romans 1, 16 and 17, and I'll just read you a little piece.
罗马书一章十六节、十七节，我只读其中的一小节。
A righteousness that comes from God by faith.
是人是因信而得到神的义。
We know Christ because God gives us His righteousness and He gives us His faith.
我们能够到耶稣基督这里来，是因为神将义和信心赐给我们。
And the key chapter in all of this is Romans 9, which you may wish to turn to.
而最关键的一章呢，就是罗马书第九章，我们翻到那里。
And the key verse in Romans 9, or the key passage is verses 15 through 18.
其中第十五节到第
15 through 18.
从十五节到第十八节，这是关键的经文。
Quoting the Old Testament, he says to Moses,I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
十五节，因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
It does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy.
据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
And verse 18,So then, he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires.
如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
You may ask, and I may ask, why did God save me?
我们也许会问神为什么救我。
And the answer is, I don't know.
答案是我不知道。
All I know is that he did.
我所知道的就是他救了我。
He chose to any of us who are saved, he chose to give us his mercy.
他所拣选的都是他的怜悯。
And anyone else, he gives his justice.
而其他的人，神则以公义来待他。
God is never unjust.
神永远是公义的。
But he is the one who decides.
但是是他来决定。
Because remember,
因为要记得。
Dead people can't choose.
死人不能做选择。
But God has given us mercy.
但是神怜悯我们。
So I encourage you to study this. But we need to move on and realize there's a therefore beginning in chapter 12.
请大家注意，在第十二节那里有一个字叫做所以。
Based on 11 chapters of argument, Paul asks us to do something.
根据第十一章保罗所讲的，他在第十二章要求我们。
And it is based on the mercies of God. Because God is merciful.
是以神的慈悲为根基，是因着神的慈悲。
He says, give him your body.
他说将身体献上。
Which leads us then,
所以我们就来到
to the whole question of,
这样一个问题
of zombie Christians.
就是这个幽灵基督徒的事。
You may say, I don't see that here. Where are the zombies?
你说打开圣经里面没有看到这个词。
I will show you. Zombie Christians must choose, or another way you could say it is set free, but living like a zombie.
幽灵的基督徒必须做选择。换一句话说，他们已经得了自由，但是呢，却像幽灵一样活着。
Now I have to say, this isn't just something from a leftover from Halloween.
我要说，就是从这个Halloween 从这个万圣鬼节所想到的事。
But you may have noticed, particularly some of you who are younger, that zombies in our culture recently have kind of made a comeback in certain movies and books.
如果你注意的话，你会发现在现代的电影啊或者书籍里面，这个幽灵的事又回来了。
When I was growing up, there were old movies on TV that featured zombies, and we all got a bit scared.
在我成长的过程呢，有一些老电影里面讲到幽灵，那大家都是可怕，都是叫人害怕。
Now, I don't want to insult you, but I would suggest that there are some zombie Christians sitting here today.
那我并不是说要得罪大家，但是今天在我们当中确实是有一些僵尸的基督徒。
And if you look at Galatians chapter 5, particularly verse 1,
我们来看
Galatians 5:1,
加拉太书第五章第一节。
You will see that it was for freedom that Christ has set us free.
五章第一节，基督叫我们得到自由。基督。
See, I put the sticky notes in my pages. I should have given some time.
叫我们得以自由。
Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Then verse 7. You were running well. Who hindered you?
你们向来第七节，你们向来跑得好，有谁阻拦你们？
You see, there's a process that happens.
这里有一个过程。
When we become saved, we run well for a while.
我们得救之后，有一段跑得很好。
Maybe a few months, or
也许是几个月或者几年。
But then sometimes problems happen.
但有的时候会出现问题。
And if you read Paul's discussion with the Galatians, you will see this. Verse 13, For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the NIV says, sinful nature, but through love serve one another.
保罗就对加拉太的弟兄们说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心彼此。
And verse 17,
第十七节,
for the flesh, or once again, NIV says sinful nature, sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
I call this the war.
我这个呢，我叫做是一种律。
This is our problem. You see, we become Christians.
我们的问题是我们成为基督徒了。
And you say, how's that a problem? I thought that was good.
你会问，这怎么是一个问题呢？这不是很好吗？
Well, it is, except that the old man, the old nature, the flesh, the sinful nature is not dead yet.
但问题就是说，但是我们的肉体，我们的老我，我们犯罪的天性却没有死。
And you can read this, and I won't have you turn here, but you could read this on your own. Read about this war in Romans chapter 7.
大家不用翻圣经，但是你们可以在罗马书第七章看到这个征战。
Paul gets to the point where he says, Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
所以保罗要说，谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Now I have a story that kind of illustrates this.
我给大家讲一个故事来说明这一点。
My brother-in-law's cousin Charlotte. Cousin Charlotte was, this is back some years, up in Pennsylvania, up in the coal mining country.
我要讲到的是我的一个cousin 或者一个表妹，他们住在宾州那边呢，是天气很冷，他们是那里是有煤矿。
There's a lot of Democrats up there.
那边有许多都是民主党。
And cousin Charlotte was some bigwig committee woman for the Democratic Party.
他的这个 cousin 呢，在那里面他是一个非常活跃的民主党的积极分子。
And we were up there, and my dad had a.Bush bumper sticker on the back of his car.
那我们过去的时候，我们的车后面有一个是支持布什的这样一个贴纸。
My brother-in-law Gary and I kind of looked at each other, kind of like Tom and I are doing now, and we kind of smile.
那我跟他的
cousin Charlotte.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is Gary.
Yeah, your brother-in-law is your girl husband?
No. Definitely not.
Okay. 他有一个，就是有一个表兄弟，他们两个彼此对视，相视而笑。
So we got the bright idea to peel the Bush bumper sticker off my father's car and stick it on Democrat cousin Charlotte's car.
所以呢，他们就有恶作剧，就是把那个支持布什的那个贴纸从他父亲的车上拿下来，然后贴在他的那个。表妹或者表姐的车。
But when you peel a bumper sticker off, it doesn't stick anymore.
那就是你把那个贴纸贴下来之后就不粘了。
So we needed some glue.
所以我们要有胶水。
And in the garage, we found the perfect thing.
那他们在车库里面就找到一样非常好的东西。
Contact cement.
水泥就是 contact cement. Yep, 就是水泥。
This stuff never comes off.
非常的牢固，永远不会松动。
You put it on the bumper sticker.
贴在车上之后。
You put it on the bumper and you let it dry.
贴在车上之后，他就把可以把车开走。
Now, if this was your hands and you did this, you'd be praying forever.
如果呢，你的手是用水泥粘在一起的话，你就一直这个姿势。
So we did it.
我们就这么做。
Some months later, my brother-in-law went to a funeral up there.
几个月之后，他的这个表兄弟就去参加一个葬礼。
And there was cousin Charlotte. Now she wasn't dead yet.
他的那个表姐或者表妹也去了。
And she looked at my brother-in-law and she said, "You." And she had gone to some big political meeting.With the wrong party's bumper sticker on her car, permanently attached, and took a lot of flack for it.
他的这个表姐和表妹就开着曾经开着这个车去参加一个非常重要的民主党的会议，但是呢，他后面贴的是支持布什的 sticker.
Now, many years later, after cousin Charlotte had died, my brother-in-law and my sister were up there looking for the family graves.
许多年之后，他的这个表姐或者表妹去世了，那么我们很多人一起去到他的墓地。
And my brother-in-law Gary realized that, because there were leaves all around, he realized that inadvertently he was standing on cousin Charlotte's grave.
那么他们去了哈之后，因为当时呢那个有很多的树叶落在那边，所以他的那个。表兄或者是表弟才发现他原来是站在那个他的表姐或表妹的墓地的上面坟墓的上面
There's an old movie where somebody is standing on a grave and all of a sudden out from the grave pops a hand and grabs them
有些老的电影就讲到你站在死人的坟墓上突然在坟墓里面伸出一只手来
That's how ourOld man is.
这就是讲到我们的旧人。
We don't know when it's going to rear its ugly head and just grab us, because it's not really dead yet.
你不知道什么时候他会伸出手来抓住你，因为他没有死。
Now we are scripturally told to reckon or to regard the old life, the old man, as dead.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们要看旧人。已经死了，就算他是死的。
But it's still alive.
但实际上他还活着。
And it's going to be alive until Christ redeems us in glory and gives us that new body.
一直到基督拯救我们，把一个新的复活的身体赐给我们，一直到那个时候，这个老我才真正的死去。
Concerning the old life, the old man, one of my favorite writers, Oswald Chambers, says,
讲到死人，讲到这个旧的生命，我最喜欢的一个作家叫做 Oswald Chambers， 他这样说
：“God accepts nothing of the old life。”
神拒绝旧道的一切。
And that comes from Chambers' most famous book, My Utmost for His Highest, which some of you know.
这是我从他的书里面摘录下来，我非常的大家要有些人知道，我非常的喜欢这位作家。
Now I have another illustration.
我还有另外一个说明。
Of the old life.
就是讲到这个旧的生命。
This is my varsity jacket from college.
这是我大学时候穿的运动衣。
It still fits.
我现在还能穿。
I can even button it.
我还能够把扣系上。
You know, you see some guys with varsity jackets, you know, they're like 50 and it's like, whoa!
完了，有些人到了五十岁再穿运动衣的时候，扣子是根本系不上。
This is a thin church, which is good. Okay, but I can button this. You know, it still fits. It has my varsity letter. You know, I could say this is the end for my last name, but it's really for the college. And there's a little soccer ball down here. Okay.
大家看这件衣服就可以看到。 当时这个他这个运动服上面这个字母虽然跟他的名字是正好相称，但其实是他运动队的名字。
Has my name right here.
他的名字也在这边。
In case I forget, you know, athletes, you know, athletes, we always need to be reminded. The ones that crack me up today are the ones that tattoo their name on their arm. Have you ever noticed that? It's like, oh yeah, what's my name? Oh yeah, look on my arm.
那这个衣服上是有他的名字，但是今天很多人用了他送之后，他的名字都刻在身上。
But you see, you can't live in the past.
但是我们不能活在旧道里面。
Some people try.
有些人试图活在过去。
But we've got to take this off.
但是我们要脱掉。
We've got to put off the old man.
我们要脱去旧人。
Put on the new man in Christ.
要在基督里面穿上新人。
Put the respectability back on, I suppose. But in all seriousness, jackets are just an illustration.
那我用这个衣服只是做一个比方。
What do we do about the old nature that's still alive in us?
那个仍旧活在我们里面的旧道的天性，我们应当怎么去对付？
We need to live like live people.
我们要像活人一样活着。
Live people don't lose.
活的人不会失去。
And this brings us to the choice that we can make.
这样呢，我们就来到要做的决定。
You see, we didn't choose Christ. Christ chose us.
我们没有选择，基督是基督选了我们。
And when he chose us, our lives opened up like this.
当他选择我们之后，我们的生命就被打开。
He set us free.
他使我们得到自由。
He made us alive.
他使我们活过来。
And now he says, you can make intelligent, godly choices.
他现在告诉我们说，我们可以做一个敬虔的选择。
So now that we are alive in Christ,
如今我们在基督里活过来。
We need to look more carefully at Romans 12, 1 and 2.
我们要仔细的来看罗马书第十二章第一节第二节。
And there are some things to consider.
有些事我们要思想。
What is meant by my body?
我的身体是什么意思
？Is the first one.
第一节，那第一件事。
Our bodies mean everything that we are.
就是讲到我们一切的所是。
Everything we ever hope to be.
我们的一切所盼，我们的一切的盼望。
It is the self that we are conscious of, including our mind.
就是我们意识到的己，包括我们的意念。
Now I ask you this: Have you changed since the day you became a Christian?
让我问大家。自从成为基督徒以来，你有没有改变
？Do you have new skills？
你有没有得到新的技能
？A new job？
新的工作
？New stuff？
新东西
？All of this is part of you, your totality as a person.
这一切呢，都是你的完整的你的一部分，你的整体的一部分。
Sometimes we talk about giving God our heart.
有时候我们讲到将心献给神。
Little kids sometimes have trouble with that because they think of their heart and it's like, what is God going to? I need my heart. Why should I give it to God? You know.
小孩有时候会有疑惑说，把我的心脏给神。我说神为什么要我的心脏做什么
？But God doesn't just want our emotions or just a part of us. He wants all of us.
神不单单只是要我们的情感或者这一部分那一部分，他是要我们的全人。
And I would suggest to you that.When we become Christians, we do that. We give him pretty much everything.
我向大家所建议的就是，当我们信神的时候，我们就是把我们的一切都献给神。
The problem is we need to keep on giving.
问题是说，我们要一直这样的把自己给神。
Now, this whole business about giving our body to God, I have about 8 reasons which I would suggest we need to think about.
讲到将身体献给神，我讲到有。八个原因，有八点。
The first thing is, the first reason to give God our body is this.
那我们啊，我们将身体献给神的第一个理由呢是
？Do you really think that you can take care of you all by yourself?
你是不是真的以为你自己可以把自己的一切都搞定呢
？Do you really think?
你真的以为？
That you know better than God.
你比神知道的更多吗
You see, this is where Job 38 reminds us, and I quoted this verse already, but you can look at the whole chapter on your own. Job 38:4 says, this is God to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world?"
这就是让我们回到约伯记第三十八章啊，其中第四节讲到说，我立大地根，神对约伯说，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？
And the passage in Romans 11:34, "Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who became his counselor? Who has first given to him that he might be paid back?"
正像罗马书十一章第三十四节那里所说，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？三十五节，谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
You see, God has set us free.
神让我们得到自由。
But he expects us then to make some wise decisions.
但是他也要我们做一个明智的选择。
And we're thankful. We are so thankful to him.
我们实在感谢他。
Our most precious possession, our eternal life, sometimes we hang on to it like this.
我们感谢主，实在给我们这个宝贵，当我们生命改变之后，我们要抓住它。
And what God is asking us to do is take our most precious possession and give it back to Him so He can use it.
神对我们要求的是把我们最宝贵的我们所有的再还给他。
We have this storm, Sandy.
我们刚刚经过这个飓风。
And it showed us that nature is just so very powerful that everything we have can be swept away in an instant.
让我们看到大自然的力量是何等的啊，我们一切所有的它一瞬间就可以卷走。
You see, we need some insurance, obviously, on some of our property.
当然呢，我们一些财产我们要买保险来保护。
But think of your life as needing insurance.
但是我们的生命也需要有保险。
God has the perfect insurance policy.
神有一个完美的保险计划。
The perfect insurance policy is you give everything to God and don't worry about it.
这个完美的保险计划就是把你的一切交给神，就不再忧虑。
But there's a lot of people, and you'll see them, there's sad stories on the news. People, they were wrapped up in their house.
那大家读新闻就会看到很多悲惨的故事，他们所有的一切都失去了。
You'll hear people say, "I've lost everything."
有人说我的一切都失去了。
What about us?
那我们又如何
？If we're trying to run our lives by ourselves, how can God possibly use us?
如果我们走自己的生活的道路，神怎么能够使用我们
？You see, it's better to turn the management over to God.
我们最好将这一切管理都交给神。
Open hands, whatever God puts in, He can take out and give you something else.
神交在你手中的一切，他可以拿走，然后给你其他的东西。
But God is wanting to change us, and if we're holding things tightly, He's not going to force them out of our hands, but we're going to go through a lot of pain along the way.
如果我们紧紧抓住自己的东西，神不会强迫我们放弃，但是我们就要经过很多的痛苦。
So a second reason, to give God our bodies, to give God everything we are, is that God commands it.
将身体献给神的第二个原因就是神要求我们这样做。
Present in this verse is not optional. It's a conscious, decisive action that God expects of us.
将身体献上不是一个选择，而是一个你清清楚楚的神向我们所要求的一个选择，一个动作。
You know the story, many of you, of the rich young ruler.
大家都很知道那个富有的少年官的故事。
Do you remember what Jesus wanted him to do?
大家记不记得主耶稣要他做什么
？Anybody? Do you remember what did God want the rich young ruler to do?
大家有没有人记得神要那个富有的少年官要做什么
？Sell everything，
叫你一切所有的变卖。
Now we could argue that this rich young ruler was not yet a believer。
我们可以说这个富有的少年官他还没信呢。
But at the and we'd probably be right. But at the beginning of our Christian life, we give God everything。
也许是对的，但是对我们来讲，我们成为基督徒的时候，我们将一切都献给神。
We give God everything pretty much so far as we understand who we are.
就是将我们一切所有的都献给神。
But now we've changed. It's been some time since we've been saved.
那么现在不一样了啊！从我们信主到现在，有些事对我们来讲变了。
We need to give him that distance between when we were saved and where we are now.
从我们得救到我们现在，其中这当中所发生的一切，我们都要献给神。
And I would suggest to you.That Hebrews 6, which you don't have to turn to, and I'm not going to read, but Hebrews 6 is quite suggestive here.
希伯来书第六章大家不用翻，但是这里面希伯来书讲得很清楚。
Hebrews 6 gives us a great warning, and I believe, and this is controversial, but I believe this chapter is aimed at Christians.
虽然这里面的解释有争议，但是我相信这里面是讲到基督徒的。
The key word in Hebrews 6 is the word impossible.
那这里面的关键的字乃是讲到说不可能。
And the word impossible, it says it's impossible if someone falls away to renew them to repentance.
那里面讲到说若是离弃道理就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
Now the key point with this is that it says repentance, not salvation.
这里面所讲到的是悔改。
And the point I would make here is this. If we keep saying no to God,
我要说的是如果我们一直拒绝神,
we move a little farther away.
我们就离神我们开始跟神疏远。
And it's harder for us to hear.
我们就听不见。
It's like if I take a step away from the microphone.
就好像我离开麦克之后。
Microphone isn't picking me up as well.
这样的话，那么这个麦克风就不能把我的声音传递过来。
A few more steps.
如果我离得更远的话。
And imagine if I was way over there.
如果我到那边去的话。
It's possible.For us, if we ignore the voice of God and keep taking the wrong decision, that we get so far away that maybe we will no longer be able to be restored to repentance. Maybe we will no longer be able to hear Him.
意思就是说，如果我们离神越来越远，越来越远，我们听不到他的声音的时候，就不能叫我们重新懊悔，我们听不见他的声音。
And this is why Romans 12:1 and 2 is so very important.
这为什么罗马书第一章啊十二章第一节第二节这样的重要
？Taking a step involves taking a step toward God.
那我们我们要意思就是说我们要越来越亲近神。
And a third reason.Why we need to do this is because God is merciful.
第三个原因我们要这样做是因为神是有怜悯的神。
Notice the phrase here, by the mercies of God in verse 1.
第一节这里面讲到说以神的慈悲。
Ephesians 2:4 also describes God as rich in mercy.
以弗所书二章四节也说他既有丰盛的怜悯。
And back in Romans 11:33 it says, Oh, the depth of the riches. God's mercies are so deep.
第罗马书十一章三十三节只是讲到说神丰富的智慧。
We sing the song, Great is thy faithfulness. We talk about the mercies of God.
我们所唱的诗歌也是讲到说神的怜悯何其的丰富。
And the marvelous thing about this,is that we didn't deserve this. God gives it to us.
最奇妙的是这不是我们配的是神给我们的。
This summer, I was coming home from the Virginia Conference and I was camping for several days.
这个夏天我从弗吉尼亚的特会回来我去露营在外面度过了几天。
And all that time, the Lord was just enlightening me more and more on this passage.
那几天神就一直不断地把这几句经文的光赐给我。
And what happened when I got home, I had a very interesting night one night.
我回家之后有一天晚上非常有趣。
I sleep really well.
我睡眠很好。
But that one night, I laid awake. It was like I couldn't go to sleep.
但是那天晚上我无论如何也睡不着。
And the reason was that God was just focusing me on the concept of His mercy.
因为那天神就叫我一直思想神的怜悯这件事。
And as I get older, perhaps the biggest change in my life as a Christian.
作为基督徒，我越来越老呢，最大的一个变化
is to see God's mercy, to ask for God's mercy.
就是看见神的怜悯，就是求神的怜悯。
And to praise Him for His mercy.
并且赞美他的怜悯。
When you think about giving God all that you are, in other words, that gap between where you were and where you are now.
当你把自己一切都献给神的时候，特别是想到你过去所在的地位和你现在所在的地位如此不同的时候，
Consider the character of God.
想到神的性情。
He's merciful. He's loving.
他是怜悯慈爱的神。
He is not going to trash what you give him.
你说给他的东西他不会丢到一边。
Who can keep us better than God?
谁能够比神更好的保护我们？
Paul, writing to Timothy, said, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him.
保罗对提摩太说，我知道我信的我是谁，并且他必要保守我所赐给他的。
A few more reasons to do this.
还有其他几个原因。
Number four, it's an act of service and worship.
第四点，这是，这样，你们这样侍奉乃是理所当然的。
You see this in verse 1. Acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
第一节里面说，这是你们如此侍奉，是神所喜悦的。
Now, the New American Standard says spiritual.
人们讲到啊，他的那个版本是说是属灵的。
Some other translations say reasonable.
其他的翻译是说乃是理所当然的。
And reasonable is the better word.
理所当然这个翻译比较好。
Because the Greek word is logikein, from which we get the word logic.
因为呢，希腊文的原文的意思是说是合理的。
Giving God all that you are is perfectly reasonable and logical.
就是将你所有的一切献给神是完全合理，是理所当然的。
Because what happens is, there's an area of our life that is uncommitted. You might say we're carnal.
因为在我们生命当中啊，有一部分没有献给神，或者说是属肉体的。
We're thinking like a zombie.
就好像一个僵尸。
We've got what is alive and we've got what is dead.
是有活的，有死的。
And God wants us to make that commitment so that we live fully for Him.
但是神要我们奉献使我们完全的为他而活。
And so, I've actually given you two reasons here, four and five. An act of service and worship and the fact that it's reasonable. So let me give you number six. More fingers.
我已经讲到了第四点、第五点我都已经讲完了。就是这样的,这样的奉献乃是理所当然的。
Failure.To give God our body means conformity to this world.
但是如果我们不能将自己完全献给神的话，就说明我们效法了世界。
We're either going to be conformed to the world, like the times in which we live, or we're going to be transformed to be what God wants us to be.
我们或者与这个效法这个世界，就是说与现在我们生活的时代认同，或者呢被神心意更新而变化。
God is never going to force this decision on us. We must make the choice.
神不会强迫我们做决定，是要我们自己来做这个决定。
Seven. It is how God's will be worked out in our lives.
第七点原因，这是就是讲到神的旨意如何从我们的生命当中彰显出来。
The whole question of God's will is a big topic in and of itself. But if we want this in our lives,We have got to do what God asks us to do, which is to give ourselves fully to Him.
神的旨意是一个很大的题目，但是在这一点上，就是说我们要让神，我们要把自己献给神，使得神可以在我们身上工作。
And lastly, this is the eighth reason to give God our bodies, is it will keep us from sin.
最后一个, 也就是第八点原因, 乃是使我们不犯罪。
We find ourselves tempted by all kinds of things.
我们发现呢, 这个世界上有许多事件, 事情引诱我们。
And I think particularly of those of you who are younger, at school, all the kinds of stuff that comes to you, the internet, everything else, pornography coming into our homes over the TV wires.
特别是如果是你还年轻, 你还在学校的话, 有许多许多的东西, 啊, 各种各样的事情会吸引我们, 啊, 像比方说, 啊, 像网络, 像色情。
It's very easy to look really spiritual and be really rotten.
我们很容易就成为一个表面上很属灵, 但是实际上不是这样的。
And I would suggest to you that if you make this commitment of your body to God and you remember it when you are tempted to sin, you will remember it and you will walk away from that sin.
那我建议是说, 如果你已经将身体献给神, 你要记住这件事, 这样当你受到试探的时候, 你想起来这件事, 就可以使你脱离试探。
Think about this. The only reason to keep your body for yourself is to sin with it.
那么你大家想一想, 我们将身体, 啊, 不献给神主, 我们自己来看顾我们这个身体的唯一的原因, 就是我们可以犯罪。
One of the things that struck me in reading the book of Daniel recently was the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
那最近读善以理书, 特别, 啊, 特别震撼我的事情乃是, 就是那三个, 三个, 呃, 丹以里的三个朋友, 沙德拉, 米撒和亚伯尼哥。
And in Daniel 3:28, you find this interesting phrase. These were three young Jewish men, probably teenagers, who, quote, yielded up their bodies, unquote, so as not to sin.
特别是在丹以里书三章第28节讲到, 这三个年轻人的时候, 他们是将自己的身体顺服神。
And what is very interesting about those words, that they yielded up their bodies, they are the words of King Nebuchadnezzar.
特别是讲到, 非常有趣的, 讲到, 他们将自己的身体顺服神的时候,
He was the unbelieving king who threw them in the fire in the first place.
我们看到最有趣的是尼布甲尼撒的王他所说的话，他是本来是叫 命令人将他们三个人丢到火窑里面。
And I would suggest to you that the attitude that we need to have to our bodies, and mind you, not just the physical body, our whole being, everything that we are, is that we need to give it to God so that we will not sin.
讲到 特别要提醒大家是我们的身体，我们全人，不单单是我们的肉体，但是我们全人献给神，使他不犯罪。
Now I'm just about out of time, so I need to make one or two more points and then bring this to a conclusion.
时间快到了，所以我很快的就讲再讲一两点。
The question that I was thinking about this summer in the aftermath of the conference while I was camping, one of the things was, how often do we give God our body?
在那个特会之后, 我在外面露营的时候, 我一直思想的一个问题就是我们将我们的, 我们是否常常将身体献给神?
How often do we give him everything?
我们多长时间, 我们会把我们一切都再献给神?
I would suggest to you there needs to be a first time.
当然有第一次。
A time to remember that you are fully the Lord's.
那, 但是我们值得我们纪念的时候, 那时候, 我们完全把自己献给神。
My own experience was, this was when I was 19 years old.
对我自己来讲是我19岁的时候。
And I was at a meeting at college where the speaker was a man named Jack Murray.
那时候还在大学参加一个聚会, 当时的讲员叫做, 啊, Peter.
He challenged us.
他向我们每个人发出挑战。
He challenged us to give all that we are to God, saying we would go anywhere, do anything at any time that God wanted us to do.
将我们一切献给神, 所以呢, 神可以让我们任何时候, 任何地点, 让我们做任何事。
And I remember sitting in the back row.
记得, 我记得坐在最后一排,
watching people stand up all over the audience.
看到, 当时会场的人一个一个从各个地方站起来。
And I was sitting there like I had a pile of rocks in my lap, and I couldn't stand up.
我坐在那里，好像手里面有非常沉重的石头，使我不能站起来。
It was very hard.
非常的困难。
But I finally did.
但最后我还是站起来。And
I can honestly tell you that while I have not lived a perfect life since then, I've never gone back on that commitment.
我可以告诉大家，虽然从那之后，我的生活、我的生命并不是完美，但是我从来没有忘记那一刻。
And along the way, I found I have to make recommitments.
在这个过程里面，发现我需要不断的重新的奉献。
Because one of the problems with a living sacrifice, which is what Paul is talking about here, is that they wiggle off the altar.
那这个把活祭献上的这里的一个问题是，我们常常从祭坛上又离开。
I mean, picture that. You know, you're laying on the altar, and an arm slips off, then a leg, and pretty soon you're on the floor.
你会想象，当你在祭坛上的时候，你这样。 不肯顺服，这样转动，你会从上面下掉下来。
We need to get back on that altar.
我们需要回到祭坛上。
And I would suggest if you've never done this, you need to make that first time a time that you will remember. You need to put a marker on your life. Note the date, note the time, and never forget it.
我建议，如果你从来没有这样奉献的话，你要做这个奉献，然后一直这是一个值得纪念的日子，是在你的生命当中有这样一个记号，那一天，那一个时刻。
And I would suggest to you that as you get older in the Lord, you may realize that these renewals need to be more frequent.
然后，当我们在主里面不断越来越成熟的时候，你要知道，我们需要不断的越来越多的让我们心意更新。
Possibly even daily.
甚至每天都要这样。
And something for you to think about, you don't have to turn here, but take note of 1 Corinthians 15:31, where Paul says, I die daily.
就像哥林多前书里面讲的说，我保罗所说，我每天都死。
So it's time to decide.
这是一个做决定的时候。
And I wonder what you're going to do.
不知道大家会怎么做。
There's always a next step.
然后总是要有下一步。
And I've got an illustration for you.
打一个比方。
A few weeks ago, as I was leaving church, I went out the front door, down the steps, and there was Bin Lu with his little son Enoch.
前几个礼拜，这里聚会结束，我从这个大门出去下楼梯的时候，看到于斌路弟兄和他的儿子Enoch。
And Enoch was walking all the way across the first step, stepping up to the second step, and walking all the way back, and up to the third step, and walking all the way across, and up, and up, and up, and up.
看到那个小孩一直在楼梯上面上上下下，上上下下，一直往上爬。
And Daddy was standing there watching the whole time.
斌路呢，就是站在那儿一直看。
And that's the way God is with us.
神就是跟我们就是这样。
You make this commitment to the Lord,
你跟神有这样的奉献。 神不会让我们离开。
He's going to be watching.
他会一直看着我们。
There's three kinds of people here today.
今天的这里有三种人。
There's somebody here who doesn't know the Lord.
不知道，不认识神的。
You're unsaved.
还没有得救。
You haven't any idea who God is.
不认识神，不知道神是。
And your step is to say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
你所要做的是，神啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
Or perhaps it might be, God, if you're really there, show me.
或者说，神啊，如果你是真的向我显现。
Some of you are in the middle. You're this sort of zombie Christian.
还有一些人呢，是在中间，就像是僵尸基督徒。
You know the Lord.
你知道神。
The old man is very much alive.
但是那个旧我还是很活跃。
And you need to make this commitment in Romans 12 of presenting your body.
你需要呢，像罗马书12章所讲的那样，将身体献给神，做这样一个决定。
You need to give that new life in Christ back to God and say, God, use me.
你要将这个新的生命交还给主耶稣基督，说神啊，你来使用。
And then there's what I hope and pray is the majority of everybody here that are people who have made this commitment already. But all of us, myself included, there's things that maybe we just forgot about, and we need to give them to God.
那么大多数人, 我也是这样盼望的啊，包括我自己，我们已经做过这样的决定，但是呢，我们需要不断的来更新我们的意念。
We need to renew things.
我们需要更新。
So I'd like to ask is that we close, that everybody bow their heads and close their eyes and just talk to God.
我们结束的时候，愿大家都低头闭上眼睛，向我们的神说。
Ask the Lord, Lord, what do you really want me to do?
真的是问神，神啊，你要我做什么？
What is my decision?
我要做的决定是什么？
Think about that.
大家想一想。
And I'm not going to ask you to stand up.
我不会要大家站起来。
I'm not even going to ask you to raise a hand.
也不会要大家叫大家举手。
But I'm asking everybody here, don't leave this room.
但是我请这里面的每一位，当你离开这里的时候，
without making a real decision.
要真正的做一个决定。
Let me pray with you. My dear Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Help all of us.
帮助我们每一个人。
Because we need you so much.
因为我们如此的需要你。
People who do not know you need to find you.
不认识你的人需要找到你。
Those who have never made a commitment of their whole body and life to you as Christians need to give you their body.
没有将身体献给你的那些基督徒需要将身体献上。
And those of us who did it a long time ago, need to give you what's new in our lives, what's changed, or get back on the altar where we slipped off.
而那些已经将身体献给你的，主要我们要将我们所新有的一切都献给你，或者呢，我们要回到啊起初的光景。
We sang a hymn that my goal is God alone.
我们的目标就是神自己
Christ alone,
基督自己
Not just the peace that you give us Not just the joy that you give us
不单单是你所给我们的平安和喜乐
But you
而是你自己
Lord, may that be the prayer of each one of our hearts today
主啊，愿这是我们每个人心里面的祷告
In the name of Jesus
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen, Amen.